In this video, I will show you how to create an OData service using just free tools available for the Windows 8.1 platform. I'm using Windows Azure and I have created a SQL server and a SQL database. I don't need to install Windows for it, I just need to use the easy portal-based commands to create a database that I need. I can also manage that database specifically inside my browser, and I already created the tables and have loaded some records using T-SQL queries that I can do from the web. So I already have the database and I already have the tables and content that I need to expose using OData. I'm going to use Visual Studio Express 2012 for web. This is a free download for Windows 8.1. I'm going to click on New Project and then I'm going to select a WCF service application. Once this type of project is created, I get new services, the CS and the .svc files that I won't need for now, so I can click on both and delete them for the project. The first thing that I'm going to do is to create a connection to an existing database. I'm going to right click on the solution name, then add, and then add a .NET entity data model. I'm going to generate this from an existing database. Remember that I already have one running on Windows Azure. If you already have a profile created, you can go ahead and use it. In this case, I'm going to click on New Connection, and I'm going to use the server name that I have from my existing Windows Azure database. Since it's a long name, I'm going to copy it. I'm going to use SQL Server authentication on the username and password that I have defined on the Windows Azure portal. And then I'm going to choose the database name from the list. If you want, you can click on Test Connection and it should succeed. Then click on OK. And now Visual Studio will generate an entity connection name for you, which is Prep01 Entities in my case. Take note of that because you're going to need it later. In the next screen, you're going to choose which tables you want to include in your model. If you have several tables or views, stored procedures and functions, you can choose from which objects you want to expose. In my case, I'm going to choose customers, order details, orders, and products. After you click finish, Visual Studio and Entity Framework will create a model and a diagram for your database with information that you provided. After some seconds, you should have a diagram on the page that shows the relationships between the tables or objects that you have selected. After having the model created, I'm going to collapse references so it's easy to see what actually has been created. Now it's time to create the service. Right-click on the solution again, then Add, and then WCF Data Service. You can call it whatever you want. I'm just going to leave the default here. And there are two very important but tactical changes that you need to do to the template files that are going to be created in just a few seconds. The first change is the name of the data source class name that you created in the previous step. In my case, it's Prep01 Entities, and you can autocomplete. The second change is just the permissions to access the entity set. I'm going to uncomment the line, and I'm going to add an asterisk here. Then I'm going to type Ctrl S so this saves, and I'm going to build the solution. The solution has been built, and now I can right click on the service name and I can use View in Browser. Explorer will open up and this will connect to the database and show me the four tables or objects that I selected for my data service. This is already an OData feed. I can use the link on any OData consumer. I'm going to use Power Pivot for Excel, clicking on Data Service, OData Data Feed, using the name of the URL. You can test the connection if you like. You see that they have four entities that I can use. I select them all, click on Finish, and then Power Pivot will download the records from the OData feed. Notice that this is not a SQL Server connection, it's just an OData feed which is entirely web-based and an open standard. Now I can select a pivot table, And I can use any specific pivot table or pivot chart to start visualizing the data that I get from my OData feed. If I need any relationship, I can create them right away from the Excel interface. For example, let's say I want to have an average unit price per company name, so now I have a relationship that needs to be created. I can create such relationships from this existing interface. For example, order details, product ID matches with products, product ID. As I start creating those relationships, the model will change. Order details, customer ID, then customers, and also orders and order details. So as soon as you start changing that, the visualizations will change. You can use the link that has been created by the Visual Studio Express solution to start using it and testing it locally. But what if you want to deploy it to the cloud? There are some very easy ways to do it. Visual Studio has incorporated a publish solution where you can import your publish profile from Windows Azure. This is one option. Another option is using Visual Studio Online. So for Visual Studio Online, the only thing you need is to go to an existing website or create one if you don't have it, enable Visual Studio Online, and click on Edit in Visual Studio Online. Then you can upload the files from your project directory that you need in order for the service to work. Remember to include the DLL files and other files inside the bin folder. With the bin folder and the main solutions that the main files that you have added from your solution, you can have your web service running in the cloud with an OData feed that is served by the cloud. In this case, I only have one object exposed. And then you can use this from any OData consumer to actually visualize the data.